My name is Eriko Hibi. I'm the FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization's sub-regional coordinator to the Pacific. And also I serve as the FAO representative to the 13 Pacific states, and I'm based here in Apia, Samoa.
How is the COVID-19 pandemic being felt across the region?
Well, actually, there have been no confirmed cases except for 18 cases in Fiji earlier. The countries have issued state of emergency and closed the borders. There has been very, very limited flights in and out. In some countries, absolutely nothing. And has also affected the access of aid and delivery in many places.
What are some of the existing challenges for the region that are currently being exacerbated by the pandemic?
Well, first of all, the Pacific has a very unique vulnerabilities. It's geographically isolated, dispersed over vast Pacific Ocean, and it's very distant from global market. And also because of the small population, it cannot have the big economy of scale, and the landmass, fragile environment, and the high cost of energy and transportation infrastructure. All these factors have been curtailing investments, private sector investments, particularly in the food production. As a result, the countries in the Pacific have been highly reliant on imported food and international trade. And that make all these countries very susceptible to external economic shocks, including a crisis like COVID. In addition to that, many Pacific countries are facing, actually all of them, are facing triple burden of malnutrition. And that means undernutrition, micronutrient deficiencies, and obesity. All these constraints are coexisting in the same population. So you can see that this sort of a COVID structural impact is coming in with such pre-existing vulnerabilities on the ground in the Pacific.
And given the restrictions, how are people able to access food and what kinds of foods are available to them right now?
Well, with the restrictions, still the cargo shipment is coming in. So rice, flour, chicken, meat, dairy, and those food that's been imported was high with energy or sugar or salt are the ones that's been causing a lot of problems with the health in this region, because people moved away from the traditional healthy diet to this kind of imported food sources.
And in terms of diet, what sort of healthy and nutritious food is available at the local level?
Fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. They are available, but if you go to the market and purchase them, they're quite expensive. Many people in the communities grow these vegetables and fruits in the backyard, like taro, papaya, mango, to local vegetables, but even fish. If you want to buy the fresh, locally caught fish, it's quite expensive. In fact, if you have a large family with limited income, many people use imported chicken or imported canned tuna, and also some really bad quality meat that's been imported, which has high fat content. And it's very much to do with affordability and perhaps access as well.
And what sort of impact are we seeing on the economies of states in the Pacific?
COVID has been affecting the region's economy immensely, particularly because most of the countries in the region are heavily dependent on tourism and remittances and tuna fishing vessels licensing revenue. I think these three are very important income for these countries. And of course, tourism, as you can imagine, is a key economic sector. And there are many countries which are very much dependent on tourism, in addition to Cook Islands, Vanuatu, Niue, Fiji. We anticipate all these countries will face major economic losses this year and possibly can affect next year as well. And another thing is remittances. They make profound contributions to national economies, and these remittances enable population to meet their needs, including food access. In Tuvalu, households spend 50% of remittance income on food. And we're afraid that these remittances are being reduced. So we are really concerned about this impact on overall economy, as well as also for the household purchasing power for food.
A number of states in the Pacific were hit hard by Cyclone Harold back in April. What is FAO doing to support those affected communities?
Now, the worst part is that this came at a time when these countries are already trying to handle the COVID's structural impact. So this was a very unfortunate timing. FAO has seen it as a sort of really the emergency response to these countries in light of the cyclone. And we have already started helping with the boosting the local agriculture productions in the affected areas, such as supporting nurseries and plant production through distribution of agriculture kits, such as seeds, seedlings, planting materials, preparation of land, as well as also repairing community fishing centers where damaged, repair fishing vessels, and more importantly, really trying to see how we can reinvigorate local fish markets and support female vendors and so on. So it's really looking at probably a little bit beyond cyclone, that, you know, how can we address both cyclone response as well as also the longer term COVID structural impact.
Looking ahead, what changes would you like to see for the region post COVID-19?
Well, the changes I'd like to see after COVID here in the Pacific is that the food, whether it is imported or locally produced, I want them to be safer. I want them to be more nutritious and available and affordable. That's what I want to see.